To speak of murders that have been committed in our sphere of late, there's none like these, I shall declare, by monstrous hand and cruel fate, being acted by a midwife fell, which in Scroope Court of late did dwell. Mistress Atkins, she was there called, of reputation good alway, till death did send his piercing dart, and told her that he could not stay, but she must to the Stygian lake, for murdering babes for parents' sake. She, seeing now her time was come, most bitterly began to weep, and lifting up her hands on high, she took a short, not lasting sleep. 6 months ago, as I am told, before she did this same unfold. Therefore, not to detain you long, to this discourse I now will press, which is a truth assuredly, as many know and you may guess, when, as 'tis plainly told herein, whereas their bones are to be seen. The house whereas this midwife lived hath very much disturbed been, with apparitions very strange, the like whereof hath not been seen, sometimes resembling of her shape, at other times hell's mouth to gape, which put the people in great fear, that there had taken up abode, being loath for to disclose the same, for fear expersions they should load on her whom they really thought could never to lewdness be brought. But still they daily was oppressed with dismal shapes and lighting strange, that by no means they could not rest, being very loath from thence range. They told some neighbors secretly, desiring them their faith to fry. To speak unto this spirit strange, if that occasion they saw, but they thereby was daunted quite, and very much was kept in awe, the hair on their head standing on end, to see their late familiar friend. She, finding none that would reply, importune at last did grow. Is 16th of this instant March, unto the maid revealed her woe, who then was by her mistress sent to fetch night clothes incontinent. Pray, virgin, stay then, quoth the, for I to you will do no harm. And tell Mary, whom I love the most, that I hereby her now do charm, 2 tiles by the fire up to take a board also, and then to make a burial of what she finds in decent and most handsome sort, and let the world to know my crime, and that I am most sorry for it, desiring midwives to take heed how they dispose their bastard breed. She, having now revealed her mind, did vanish in a flash away, and none doth know where she's confined until the general judgment day, when as she shall the answer make for what she then did undertake. The maid at first astonished was at this which she herself did hear, and to her mistress did impart the same that now I do declare concerning of the murder strange, and did not seem at all to change. Which being thoroughly searched out, accordingly it did appear, the maid she spoke of is supposed to be her kind kinswoman near, that will fulfill her will, 'tis sad, she being a religious maid. Most people, they are apt of late, tooth, Cheshire cheese you may repair, for this they will you satisfy, having the children's bones to show in Holborn, if you do it know.